The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Is WWTC Minneapolis St. Paul, FM 107.5, K298CO, Minneapolis, Intelligent Radio.
With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A suspect barricading himself in a home in New Jersey today, that after shooting to death three people in suburban Philadelphia. Authorities now say at least two of those deaths involved people who were related to the gunman. He remains holed up in the house right now, and police have been trying to get hostages being held out of the house safely. A new sea route for aid delivery to Gaza.
A ship delivering 2,000 tons of food and water and humanitarian supplies has arrived in Gaza. It's the first shipment of desperately needed aid to the besieged Palestinians in Gaza via a new sea route from Cyprus. The sea route is intended to bring more assistance to alleviate the worsening humanitarian crisis in the enclave. The food on the ship was sent by Charity World Central Kitchen. And
that is Karen Chamis reporting. SRN News.
This is Seth Leibson in This Week for Town Hall Review. With Trump's New York trial coming quickly, we'll hear from Andrew McCarthy on Alvin Bragg's rank political prosecution.
To be fair to Trump, he's approaching this as political combat, not legal combat. I think he thinks the legal result is kind of baked in the cake.
Join us for our program and sign up for our podcast at townhallreview.com.
Tune in to the Town Hall Review Saturday mornings at 9 a.m., Saturday evenings at 7, and Sundays at 11 p.m. on AM 1280 The Patriot.
We know meaningful conversation is important to you, and that's why you listen to us every day. But we also think that you'll enjoy our sister station, Freedom 1570. Tune in now and you'll hear the right perspective on today's news and hot topics. And you'll also hear from respected hosts like Dana Lash, Mark Levin, Ben Shapiro, and many more. You can even find them online at freedom1570.com, the perfect companion to the Patriot. Today we're looking at partly sunny skies with a high near 45 degrees. And into tonight we see mostly cloudy with a low around 23.
Portions of the following program may have been pre-recorded.
This is the Northern Alliance Radio Network, the longest-running conservative talk show in the Twin Cities.
It's great to be back in Minnesota today.
Political analysis of the good, the bad, and the outright crazy. Now, here's your headline act, Mitch Berg.
AM 1280 The Patriot, the Northern Alliance Radio Network. My name, Mitch Berg. My blog is shotinthedark.info, bringing you the news I choose to bring you 5 days a week since 2002, that is to say 22 years now. The broadcast just getting past its 20th anniversary, heading into year 21 of dominating all Twin Cities media. And we're going to celebrate. That's right, we're going to have our 20th anniversary party. Coming up, I believe it is April 6th. It's going to be the first Saturday in April at the Exchange in New Brighton. Yeah, so hope you can join that. By the way, there is a link on Saturday, April 6th, the Exchange food and drink. It's on Old Highway 8 at County Road E2 in New Brighton. Hope you can make it up there. There is a Facebook page. I'll be posting that at the show post here shortly here to make sure that you can find out about it. If you care to join us, we'd love to have you. We're going to start at least out in the back room at the Exchange. It's a nice place. Since Keegan's is no longer an option, thank you, Governor Klink. We're gonna branch out a little bit into the burbs here with one of our parties. So, 20th anniversary party coming up at the Exchange in New Brighton. April 6th, Saturday night from 7 till 10, or they kick us out, whichever comes first, which should be 10 o'clock. So anyway, it's election season right now, and joining us is a candidate for the United States House in Congressional District 4. Joining us again for a second go-around, Betty McCollum, Maylor Zhang joins us. May, welcome to the broadcast.
Hi, Mitch. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you here. So, last time we talked was 2 years ago, and you were running for Congress against Betty McCollum. First of all, welcome back. Glad to have you running. What prompted you to take another tilt at the longtime phantom of the 4th District, who never turns up in the 4th District except for the occasional photo op. What prompted you to go out at it again, Mailer Zhang?
Oh, thank you. You know, a lot of people ask me if I should run, and I actually, for the last year, I said, I don't think I have time because I want to focus on my business and I want to focus on my job and I wouldn't have time. And something really changed me a few months ago. I was walking to a Walgreens right on Larpenteur and Rice.
Yeah.
And there was this Asian guy who was begging for money. And he asked me if I had money. And of course, I didn't have any cash on me. So I said, no, I'm sorry, I don't have any cash. But for some reason, there's just something about him that he just looks so familiar. And not because he was Asian or anything. But I went inside shopping, got my stuff. I came back out and he was still there standing and asking for money again. And I had to go and talk to him. I said, you know, you look so familiar. I just want to know if you went to Mississippi Creative Arts Elementary.
Oh, wow.
Of course, he's an adult now. And Mississippi Creative Arts is an elementary school that was far from the store.
Yeah.
And I taught there for my last 10 years before I resigned teaching.
Both of my kids went there, by the way, at various points. But yes, carry on. That's right. Small world. Anyway, sorry, you were saying.
So he was really surprised and said, yes, I was there. And he's about 23 years old, like my youngest son.
Wow.
About the same age. And I said, I'm Miss May. And he's like, okay, well, your name sounds familiar. And I said, well, your face looks familiar. And I remember, I said, I don't think I was your teacher, because that when I transferred to that school, I was working with kindergartners.
Right.
And he was probably in fourth or fifth grade at that time.
Okay.
And he's like, okay, yeah, I remember you. And I said, yeah, your face just looks so familiar. You haven't really changed, even though you're an adult now. And so we started talking, and I turned to him. And I said, I want to know the truth. Are you on drugs? Like, why are you asking for money? And then he just started telling me about his life and the misfortune and everything. And so I took him to a restaurant on the strip, got him some food. I went to the ATM and got him about $60, and we exchanged number. And I said, you know what, I'd be willing to take you to the homeless shelter or anywhere that we can get you your help.
Yeah.
And I came back that evening. I was very emotional about it. Because this is not somebody, not a stranger. It became very close to me, and I was very emotional. And we see that a lot of our veterans and even our children are sleeping on the streets.
Yeah.
We see women and children being murdered by the borders, girls being kidnapped and raped, drugs coming in, criminals coming in, killing hundreds and thousands of our people. And it really... I was very enraged. And so I said, you know what? I need to run again. We need change in this country. We need change for the people.
Yeah.
And that is why I'm going at it again.
Yeah. And boy, if you're talking about life in the north end of St. Paul, I mean, the north end and my midway are certainly laboratories for everything that the left is doing wrong in this country. I mean, up to and including undercutting working class wages by bringing lots and lots of cheap, letting a flood of cheap labor cross the border. We will come back to that, Mailer Zhang. But say you ran for Congress 2 years ago. What did you learn from that run that you're bringing to your go around this time?
Very interesting. Yes, 2 years ago, I was brand new into the political world. I was a new candidate, and it was very, very difficult. But we ran a very strong grassroots campaign, and we went to every neighborhood as much as we can, attending every event and fair or parade that we know. By the end of it all, I was able to drag up the Republican vote in total.
Yeah.
I have received over 9% more votes than the governor candidate.
Yeah.
Despite of the limited funds that I was able to raise. And let me tell you, it's not easy to raise money as a Republican candidate in District 4.
Yeah, no, very. It's one of the most hostile districts there is. I mean, if it weren't for CD5, it would be completely hopeless. It's one notch up from that, but absolutely. So that's the turnout and the performance of your campaign last night, the last time around, was a gratifying, especially given the way the governor candidate dragged the ticket. In general, your performance was really gratifying. So great stuff to learn on the last run here. So on the other hand, it's still CD4. You're still running up against the DFL machine. What do you see potentially? On the other hand, the race is very different this year, this time around. People are exercised about immigration, about foreign policy, about a lot of issues. What do you see as your path towards making an impact against the DFL machine and Betty McCollum, Mailer Zhang?
Well, here's the thing. Betty McCollum will not talk about the issues that are affecting the communities in City 4. For example, she's not concerned about a children's education. She's not concerned about the economy that's impacted families in her district. A lot of people in the district right now are looking at Chicago right now being the sanctuary city and how it is not working out in their favor.
Yeah.
And people are concerned about their safety. And so we have a lot going on for us. I'm willing to go out to the community, to the people, and to talk about these issues. And these are issues that are affecting and impacting families and the district and the people that she's supposed to serve, but she's not doing that. She rather served elitists all these years being in office, lots of broken promises, false hope. And under her watch, she is giving trade to communist countries. For example, in 2016, she agreed with the Laos trade agreement. And the Hmong veterans were against it because the Laos government were still killing and persecuting the Hmong people there because of the Vietnam War, and the Hmong people had helped America.
Yeah.
And instead of listening to her constituents, she went against them. So she is a disappointment to the Hmong veterans and to a lot of the people, her constituents in CD4. So we have a lot of positive things going for us. We're going to continue with our grassroots campaign. We're going to go to places where people, you know, when you start running campaigning, you get a lot of advices from people and say, oh, there's like certain places where it's very blue. You can't seem to change their mind. And I said, absolutely disagree with that. We've gone to places, especially in St. Paul, where we know it's heavily blue, heavily Democrat. We're not scared to knock on their doors. We're not afraid to say there is a better option. There is a better way. And that we want them to hear our messages. And that has changed. Actually, in 2022, I did a great job, especially in St. Paul and the East Side area, increasing the votes. A great increase that any Republican candidate hasn't really been able to get to those communities, and I was able to do that. So we're going to continue that. We're not starting from the beginning. We're starting where we left off, and we're going to continue this grassroots campaign. We're going to continue to talk to people. We're not afraid to go to different communities, and I'm not just going to photo up with people just so that way, you know, I look like I'm there or I am representing people. I'm real. I'm true. I'm going to be there for every community that I can.
You brought up an interesting point, how the Hmong veterans are a little bit incensed with Betty McCollum for cutting deals with the government of Laos, which has not changed a bit since the 1970s. They're still the bad guys in this whole equation here. And I was struck by the fact that that the Hmong community still heavily votes Democrat. There's some flaking off around the edges, and people like you and a number of other Hmong Republican, Republicans are doing great work in the party. But you also have the likes of, say, Samantha Vang, who is a Hmong state representative from Brooklyn Park, who got behind the completely Orwellian communistic hate speech database, essentially government surveillance of people's speech. I mean, and a lot of people, I think, including some Hmong Republicans, said it's really kind of disheartening to see a member of the community basically exhibiting the same behavior as the Laotian government is these days in terms of surveillance of the people and clamping down on freedom like that. Do you see the Hmong community? And I'm not going to ask you to speak for the entire community, clearly, but do you see any fractures in that DFL dominance of the Hmong community in St. Paul?
Well, I think that, you know, it all started with the Wellstone, which he was a great politician, even though he's on the he was a Democrat. I think that he really came into the community, embraced the community when he first became a Congress person representing District 4. Yeah. And from there, he had won the heart of the Hmong people. And I think that that has really changed since then.
Yeah.
And people, the community has really waken up. And it takes leadership and it takes people to go into the community and just talk about issues and talk about how things has changed. Yeah. And we must change our... We must change, too, because it is not serving us anymore.
Yeah. And in fact, I know I recall Hmong back in the day, 30 years ago, saying that they realized the debt that the community owed to Bruce Venta, who was the 4CD congressman 30 years ago, and slowly getting across to people that the DFL you have today is not the DFL of Bruce Vento. These Betty McCollum is barely clinging to the center of the ticket. And when she gets replaced, if we don't make some headway, she will be replaced by someone much, much worse than Betty McCollum here. That's just the way the DFL is in the major cities here. We got one more segment. We got to take a quick break. If you have questions or comments for Maylor Zhang, who's running for Congress in the 4th Congressional District, give us a holler, 651-289-4488. Go nowhere. We'll be right back.
With the vast majority of media today leaning hard left, it can be tricky to find news that actually shares, let alone defends, a conservative viewpoint. HotAir.com provides analysis and commentary from conservative writers like Ed Morrissey. HotAir.com.
This is Dennis Prager. Now you can listen to my show when it's convenient for you and without censorship from big tech. Become a member of the ultimate online community for all things Prager. It's Pragertopia Unlimited. Listen to every radio show over the last 10 years, all commercial free. You can even listen to all my Torah teachings for free. Join today and save 25% off the first year and get a free Pragertopia coffee mug. Go to Pragertopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
Al Malmberg here. Former astronaut Kurt Brown will be inducted into the Minnesota Aviation Hall of Fame next month at Mystic Lake Casino and Convention Center. This Sunday on the World of Aviation, we'll have Kurt back on the program to discuss his incredible career, not only with NASA, where he flew 6 shuttle missions, but his illustrious Air Force career, where he flew A-10s and F-16s, and his time with Sun Country Airlines. Join us Sunday morning at 10:05 for the World of Aviation, right here on AM 1280, The Patriot.
Eric Metaxas here. More than 200 members of Congress are standing up for AM radio listeners. The AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act will keep AM radio in cars because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to pass this critical legislation now or visit dependonam.com for more information.
I appeal to you to fight. I fully recognize not everyone has a fighting nature. But everyone can help fighters. What's wrong is not to do either. If the troops have no supplies, the troops are worthless. This station is a fighter. So there's a very simple way for you to help this station. And that is just patronize their sponsors.
Help us continue to keep the Twin Cities right by supporting the local businesses you hear on this station.
This is Jane Robillo, co-host on Leading the Way with Dr. Michael Youssef. When it comes to supporting local food banks or raising money for those in need, our listeners know they can count on this station to lend a helping hand. More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio monthly for community connection. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM radio remains free in vehicles. If you value this station, help ensure it stays in vehicles for the next generation by visiting dependonam.com.
Wake up with the Patriots Daybreak Insider. Today's top news stories from a conservative viewpoint. Sign up at am1280thepatriot.com by using the keyword subscribe. That's subscribe at am1280thepatriot.com.
AM 1280, The Patriot, the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Hey, if you're trying to do your search engine for your business, search engine optimization is voodoo. I'm serious. If you think brain surgery is complicated, you think arguing before the Supreme Court is going to take it out of you? Oh, no. SEO is just like casting spells and getting results. Not one of those do-it-yourself-friendly options. Go to 651-289-4450 or go to surroundmsp.com. We got the marketing people who understand the voodoo. We are talking with Maylor Zhang, Republican candidate for the United States House of Representatives in the 4th Congressional District, going around for the second time here after outperforming not only the last several Republicans running for the 4th Congressional District, going back to, I think, some of the best results we've seen in at least a decade, as I recall, but also coming out for the second time here. Maylor Zhang, first of all, how can people find out more about your campaign? What's the website?
Sure. My website is may4mn.com. That's M-A-Y, the number 4mn.com. So you can go there, find more information about me, or if you're willing to donate, love to get donations. That's the only way we're going to be able to get my name out there, campaign, and send Betty packing in November.
Absolutely. And by the way, I've posted the links to your website and your Facebook page for your campaign at shotinthedark.info for those of you who patronize the blog, shotinthedark.info. We've got all the links to May's campaign sites and Facebook page. Check that out by all means. So what are you hearing from people out and about in the 4th Congressional District? You are obviously running a very boots-on-the-ground retail campaign. You're certainly burning the shoe leather. What are you? We heard from your interaction with one potential constituent up on Rice Street. What are you hearing from the rest of the neighborhood, Maylor Zhang?
You know, crime continues to be in the forefront for neighborhoods, many neighborhoods in St. Paul area. Education is definitely also very important, especially parents who have kids in school. Those are the top two issues. Inflation, interest rates right now, young families, as a realtor, young families can afford to buy homes, and that's very difficult.
Oh, yeah.
To raise a family, and you know, rent is rising, and then you know, the interest rate, and it's very difficult. It's very difficult for families.
It's incredibly difficult. I'm going to go out on a short, sturdy limb, Maylor Zhang, and guess that Gaza and Ukraine are not top issues that you're hearing from people out on the street in the 4th Congressional District. Am I right or am I wrong?
Well, it depends who you're talking to.
Understood. Yeah, no, it varies all over the place. But I have to think that the fact that you have all these working class neighborhoods in St. Paul where the inflation rate is way more than 3% or whatever the administration's claiming here. I mean, the price of housing is going up way faster than that. The price of food is still way up in the mid to upper single digits all the time. I mean, food costs 20% more now than it did 4 years ago. I mean, your paycheck for your food check, your food dollar goes 80% as far as it did when Joe Biden took office here. And Betty McCollum has played a gleeful role in pouring the money into the economy that has made everyone on the East Side, in the Midway, in Frogtown poorer. And I have to hope they're starting to figure that out, Maylor Zhang.
Yep, Mitch, you're right about that. And when you talk about, you know, the Ukraine or Gaza, and a lot of times people have to worry about what's happening to their family. And if they can't afford food and they can't afford shelter, how could they worry about war in Ukraine or Gaza or what have you?
Yep.
So we have to start where the issues with people in your district.
Yep.
And until we can help and resolve those issues, then yes, they will worry about Ukraine war and Gaza. But here's the thing. All these tax dollars that they're pouring out to D.C., they're spending on other countries, protecting other borders and not protecting the people where our borders. And that is an issue.
Absolutely. Let's go to the phones in St. Paul. John has a question for Mailor Zhang. You are on the air. Go right ahead.
Hi. I think the big thing that I've learned about the politicians when they go to D.C. is, at least in my book, is to bring money home to the district. I recall several years ago being in West Virginia and seeing all of the work that, I can't think of his name now, the senator from West Virginia, he brought in lots of money and
Robert
everything
Byrd.
Was named after him.
Robert Byrd. Yeah. Yep.
Now, granted, he was a senator, but with all the years that Betty has put in Washington, she should be able to just flip a switch and bring the money in to help us out. I'm tired of seeing the city in St. Paul and, of course, with the issues with our friends in Minneapolis. Why can't they go and secure something to help us out, the middle class? That's basically, if you go, your guest would go in and just say, okay, Betty, show us what have you done for the infrastructure of the city of St. Paul, or for Maplewood or whatever cities.
I believe she's ending her 15th term. By the way, thank you very much for your call, John, and you're absolutely right. I believe she's, 15 terms in? I think she was elected in 1994, so this should be term 15, 30 years. And all that seniority, and not that politics should be about going out and getting the pork, but, I mean, the woman has been basically a parasite there for 30 years, and what's she done? Not that I necessarily think obtaining the pork is what the game is all about, but let's be honest. I mean, that's in a system built on rent seeking. People got to seek their rent, and she is doing a terrible job of that as well, Mailor Zhang.
Well, here's the thing. She is best friend with Nancy Pelosi, right?
Oh, yeah.
She should be able to secure a lot of money in CD4 to help communities throughout CD4, but she hasn't done that. She pick and choose who she wants to support. And a lot of us are left behind. We're not being represented by her. And she will choose a few programs just to say, oh, yeah, I gave them some money. But yeah. Nothing more than that. Nothing more than that.
Yeah, just keeps it dribbling in here. And yeah, and she supports the policies. I mean, never questions the policy. I don't even know she goes out and supports them. She's along for the ride with open borders, which is gutting working class income. She's along for the ride with pouring money into the economy, which is gutting workers' savings and incomes and budgets. And she is along for the ride with all the other disastrous foreign policy decisions that the Biden administration has been making. I mean, she's a non-entity in all the worst possible ways. Absolutely. So, Mailor Zhang, we got about 2 minutes here. For starters, let's take a minute and talk about you. This is your second time around. We know what you've learned from your first time around, but what is your campaign doing differently than it did 2 years ago? Is there something that you learned 2 years ago that's causing you to step things up to the next level this time around?
Absolutely. We're going to continue with our grassroots campaign. I have built a name recognition at a local level and national level, and we're going to leverage that to get people to volunteer, to donate. I'm also going to publish a book in a month or two.
Oh, yeah.
So hopefully that will also help. But we're going to continue to talk to people. Like I said, a lot of people are saying, don't go to blue areas. And if I'm going to be the next congresswoman, I'm not going to pick and choose who I'm going to represent. I'm going to represent everyone, regardless if they're Democrat or Republican. And that's how it should be. And we're going to knock on as many doors as we can, go into different communities and make sure that they know we care and that we care about the issues that are impacting them. And we are going to make a change.
By the way, I saw your thread on Facebook about the book this morning, looking for feedback on the book cover. I say take the picture on the right. I thought it was great. So that's my vote for what it's worth. By the way, I'd love to hear more about the book sometime. That's fascinating to me actually as well here. But we're down to about a minute remaining here. So one more time, Amé Lorjong, how can people find out more and how can people help, most importantly? What kind of help do you need and how can people get involved in your campaign?
You know, last campaign cycle, we were very short-handed with volunteers, and I would love to have a lot of volunteers. And we are also need money. We need money. That is kind of like the mother's milk for campaign.
Yeah.
So if you are willing to help, please go to my website, mayformn.com, to donate, to register, to volunteer. We would love, everybody counts, and every dollar is needed in this campaign. So I appreciate everyone that has supported me, and I welcome new people to volunteer and to help however they can.
Absolutely. Amé Lorjong, let's do this again sometime as we get into the summer and you get into peak campaigning season. This is going to be interesting. Thank you for joining us today. Best of luck, and we'll definitely do this again.
Thanks, Mitch. I appreciate it.
Amé Lorjong, go to shotinthedark.info to links to all of her information. Show three quarters over, ergo just starting. Go nowhere.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older. But it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her Relief Factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800-4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
I was 9 weeks along and didn't know what else to do.
I felt helpless, and I didn't want to leave it up to her, but I didn't know what to do or say.
I didn't know there were other options available.
I didn't know it was a baby with a beating heart at 18 days.
Hello, my name is Marianne Koharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America, the billboard people. So often we get calls just like this from men and women seeking help and alternatives. Our 800 hotline connects callers to the services they need for pregnancy, adoption, as well as post-abortion assistance. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of confidential counseling or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please call 1-800-366-7773 or check us out on the web, ProLifeAcrossAmerica.org. Pro-Life Across America is educational, non-political, and tax-deductible.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
Pro-Life Across America, the billboard people.
Arby's Computer Service.
You and your business are online today more than ever. Most people are working from home and meeting via internet, and that means IT structures are overtaxed and Wi-Fi is humming. An outage in one of your critical systems now could be a fatal blow to your operation. Arby's Computer Service is ready and able to help. Their staff is standing by and prepared to offer assistance. If your business IT system experiences a failure, give Arby's a call. Their professional team of certified computer and networking specialists is experienced in diagnosing and solving a wide range of issues. With Arby's Computer Service on the job, you'll never have to worry about dealing with IT-related issues on your own. Whether it's for your personal system or business, Arby's Computer Service knows that internet traffic is surging, and they're available now to help. You'll always get competitive pricing, trustworthy advice, and excellent customer service from Randy and his team at Arby's Computer Service.
Giving your computer problems the boot, Arby's Computer Service.
AM 12A, The Patriot, the Northern Alliance Radio Network, 651-289-4488, the number to call. Don't forget, Jack Tomczak, the new guy coming up, hosted, of course, by senior executive host Jack Tomczak, with assistant senior executive host NASCAR Kelly. Associate Executive Host Ben Cruzy, Associate Senior Executive Assistant Hosts. Oh, I didn't get that memo. Anyway, they'll be coming up at the top of the hour here. I hope you can join them. 651-289-4488, the number to call. By the way, Maylor Zhang, I've got the information for her website, her Facebook page, and the link to the NARN 20th anniversary party, all at shotinthedark.info, which, along with am1280thepatriot.com, is your online font of all blessings on this planet, in this life. Not the next one, just this one. am1280thepatriot.com, the place to go for all the cool deals, the specials, whatnot. And Northern Alliance Radio Network, of course, and shotinthedark.info, my blog, which, of course, gets you to things like the cool party, where the cool kids are going to be on April 6th at Exchange Food and Drink in New Brighton. One of my favorite places in the North Burbs, by the way. It's a long story, but I've been going there for years, and yeah, it's a worthy successor to Keegan's. At any rate, go to shotinthedark.info. It's on the show post today. I heard it on the NARN is the name of the post, and the link is right there. Hope you can join us right there. So, this past week we saw the DFL again showing us that they really don't get economics, but they do understand one key thing that's more important than economics, more important than math, more important than logic or numbers, and that is people who are susceptible to voting for the left aren't well-informed and they don't do critical thinking really well. For example, this past week, Education Minnesota, the teachers' union, and really, let's be honest, de facto shadow government in the state, I mean, a phenomenal number of DFL legislators are also EdMin members, tweeted this past week, Minnesota teachers are paid 28% less than workers with the same education level. Many hourly school workers make minimum wage. Now, let's back that up and unpack that in a minute here. A year ago, the DFL was in the middle of its first orgy of self-congratulatory spendomania, spending their way through a $17 billion surplus, as they, quote, made good, end quote, on their, quote, promise, end quote, to, quote, fully fund education, end quote. And this is something that a number of us, myself and pretty much every conservative worth their salt, asked every Democrat, every DFLer, all and sundry, what do you mean by fully funding education? And the answer was usually some variant of, well, it's a matter of taking education and making sure the funding is full, or fully educating the funding of full education, or education fully funding teachers funding the children. And the only rational response was, do you have ranch dressing for that word salad? And they didn't have even that. All of that verbal yakking, all of that propane being vented, or I'm sorry, methane being vented into the atmosphere, and not even so much as a little tub of ranch dressing to go with the word salad. Now, because you asked DFL legislators or EdMin partisans or media people even what full funding of education meant, and it was garbage. You were clearly getting double talk. And as we see now, that was intentional. By the way, the idea that Minnesota teachers are paid 28% less than workers with the same education level, what they're saying is that while in other fields, say computer science, engineering, psychology, even clinical psychology, business, having a master's degree, including a master's in business administration, an MBA, a master's of science in computer science, a master's in engineering, implies that you have some advanced special knowledge of an esoteric field, usually esoteric knowledge of an important field where a lot of money takes place and frequently lives depend on getting good results, or at least massive amounts of investment are dependent on getting good results. Even masters of computer science, generally speaking, are there, do this because they need some sort of advanced knowledge of some esoteric part of software engineering. For a Minnesota teacher, getting a master's is pretty much just what you do to get to the next level, and master's degrees in education tend, and I say this as the son of somebody with a master's in education and the grandson of another, but they're pretty much the coin of the realm. I mean, a master's in education is to teachers after a certain point in their career pretty much what a tech school degree is for welders. I mean, it just sort of, or an apprenticeship is for a welder. It sort of goes with the trade. So if you want to compare a master's in education salary with, say, somebody with a master's in structural engineering, well, yeah, somebody with a master's degree in civil engineering or structural engineering or some abstruse field of technology is going to be paid for abstruse knowledge, whereas a Minnesota teacher is going to get paid less because there's a huge supply of master's degrees in education, as valuable as that may or may not be. The supply is about equal to the demand, as opposed to the supply of people with master's degrees in metallurgy, which is a whole nother kettle of fish. Anyway, but it's kind of an interesting little self-own, because a year ago, the DFL was doing its end zone happy dance over, and I quote, fully funding education, end quote. And yet, a majority of the state school districts, not a majority, a large number of the state school districts, including many of its bigger ones, are saying they're short of money, the teachers are going out on strike, the contracts are in disarray, and people are complaining about not having enough money. So, apparently, full funding of education meant everything but, you know, fully funding education. Speaking of which, I am tempted, and I'm kicking myself for missing the opportunity to have put together a bingo card of sarcastic, satirical, grifting proposals so outlandish and bizarre that they couldn't possibly exist in nature, and see how many of them the DFL proposes in the legislature. One of mine, till this past week, would have been state subsidies for teacher strikes. Well, hand me the magic marker, because I got to ink that one off my bingo card. The legislature is now proposing a bill. This would be House File 3446, brought up to us by Berg, no relation, Benson, Frederick, and Frazier, Alicia Kozlowski, naturally, Hewitt, Cliver, the usual Zach Stevenson's involved in it, Liz Lagarde, and Breonna Curran sobered up long enough to do this. We know you exist, Breonna. You're just not very smart at this legislative thing. Anyway, House File 3446 would provide unemployment insurance eligibility so striking teachers can get it. That's right. You go on strike. I mean, going on strike is supposed to be a sign of your commitment to your cause, saying, I will go without money to make sure I get my point across to you. And they'll do that. But, of course, for the fact that they will not go without money. Indeed, they will take your money while they go on strike to get more of your money, notwithstanding the fact that they are, and I quote, fully funded, end quote. Oh, this past week got even worse. We had DFL representative and human nightmare Carly Cortiza Withoon accusing Minnesotans of, on the one hand, out of one corner, Of that mouth, I couldn't think of an adjective for it. Some words don't need adjectives. They're just bad enough as they are. Making billions of dollars, and I quote, off the backs of illegal immigrants. By the way, that same representative, Carly Cortiza Withoon, her first name is Carly, but she'll always be Karen to me, also said this past week, illegal aliens, off of whose backs we are making billions of dollars. And by the way, feel free to make my check out to me, because I'm not seeing it. But they should be eligible for a proposed universal basic income program. So, you can be a non-citizen, enter the country illegally, not go through the regular citizenship process, and yet be subsidized by the taxpayers, who, Karen Cotiza Withoon reminds us, off of whom we are making billions of dollars. we're going to have to make billions of dollars to pay the system back for all the goodies that Carly Cotiza Withoon wants to give them. Further evidence that the DFL doesn't even expect its voters to think at a basic human level. Oh, I'm not done yet. This past week, Representative Dave Pinto, arguing against hiking the penalty for straw purchasers. By the way, these are people who use their clean criminal records to buy firearms and then give them to sell them to criminals, which is big business. Says that criminals are not charged under the existing law because it's only a gross misdemeanor and not a felony. In other words, it's not sexy enough for a county attorney to go after them because it's not enough time. Thing is, Representative Pinto was arguing against a bill by Representative Peggy Scott that would have increased the penalty from a gross misdemeanor to a felony. You heard me right. Representative Dave Pinto says we can't be bothered to prosecute straw buyers who are responsible indirectly for much of the violence on Minnesota streets because it's not a felony, but we're going to vote against making it a felony. Oh, we are not done. We are not done. This past week, the Minnesota DFL made its move to raise the age of accountability for criminals from 18 to 21 because the human brain is still developing. Really, it's still developing depending on your gender and you specifically. The human brain doesn't stop growing until the early 20s, anywhere into the late 20s, even early 30s. So you go out and mow down a room full of people and you might be treated as a juvenile. You jack a car at age 20 years and 11 months. You'll be treated as a juvenile because you don't have the agency or maturity to really know what you're doing. Of course, the fact that you want to change genders, you're plenty old enough when you're 16. And not only that, you must not be questioned on pain of legal consequences. Oh, this session is a gift that keeps on giving. Good Lord, Minnesota Republicans, if you cannot sweep the table this fall, I don't know what to do. Northern Alliance, AM 1280, The Patriot. Go nowhere. May not be around.
With you wherever you go by downloading our app. Listen to your favorite shows, see our social media posts, enter exclusive contests, and more. Just search for AM 1280 The Patriot in the App Store.
You want to feel important. You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters, and that you can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We felt that way too. I'm Sergeant Michael Tislin from Chaska, Minnesota, and that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Minnesota Army National Guard soldiers, we are people just like you, and together we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit nationalguard.com/MN to find out more. Sponsored by the Minnesota Army National Guard, aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Master Pool and Spa St. Patrick's Day Sale. Save a lot of green now through March 17th. Right now, save $2,000 on hot tubs and an incredible $5,000 off swim spas. Now is the best time to build the backyard oasis of your dreams and make your neighbors green with envy. This sale is too good to pass up. We have spas for any backyard or budget from Minnesota's largest spa dealer. Hurry, this is a limited time offer. Take delivery tomorrow, next week, next month, or next season. Get $2,000 off 6 to 8 person hot tubs or $5,000 off swim spas from 11 to over 19 feet. Transform your backyard in one day. Spend quality time with your kids, family, and friends. All our spas are built right here in the USA. Find your pot of gold now through St. Patrick's Day at Master Pool and Spa, 394 in Louisiana, St. Louis Park. Call 952-253-0665. 952-253-0665. Be sure to tell them you heard it on The Patriot.
Have you filed for disability benefits but were denied by the Social Security Administration? Or do you need to apply and are overwhelmed with paperwork? Are you between the ages of 50 and 63 and can no longer work because of an illness or injury? Thousands of hardworking Americans are in your situation. They file for disability benefits and are unnecessarily denied their much-needed benefit check.
Call now for a no-obligation, free evaluation. We can help you nearly double your chances of approval and get your benefit checks faster. We understand the physical, emotional, and financial impact. We'll share our insider expertise and help you get your disability claim filed and paid immediately. There is a time limit to apply, so call right now. Operators are standing by to help you.
800-296-1553. 800-296-1553. 800-296-1553. That's 800-296-1553.
Are you looking for a new job? Come to the Egan Job Fair at the Egan Civic Center on Wednesday, March 20th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Multiple industries and employers from around the metro. For more information, find the event on jobshq.com. That's jobshq.com.
AM 1280 The Patriot, the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Hey, don't forget my band Elephant in the Room coming up tomorrow at the Rosetown Legion. That's on County Road C, just east of Dale Street in St. Paul. From 3 to 7.
White man came across the sea.
It's myself, former producer Tommy Wynn, and the rest of the guys are going to be playing live, doing this whole St. Patrick's thing for 4 hours tomorrow, 3 till 7 p.m. Last year, it was so successful. People in the crowd took up a collection to have us on for another hour. I don't know if we'll do that this year, but we're definitely looking forward to playing. Roseville Legion, one of our favorite places to play, one of our many favorite places to play. Last weekend, of course, we were at the Spicer American Legion. Had a great time there, as always. Hope you can make it out there one of these times. Jack Tomczak coming up shortly here. By the way, coming from the precisely as predicted department, happenings in my neighborhood, the Midway, whence I have lived for something like 30 years here right now, actually a little more if you count before I got married. Yeah, all the people who don't live in the Midway this time about 5-10 years ago say, yeah, go ahead, tear down a couple of stores that were half the commercial heart of the Midway, said all the people who don't live in the Midway, like the Rainbow Foods and the little strip mall and the bowling alley. It'll bring hordes of soccer fans in from their Urban Life theme park homes in Marcy Holmes and Longfellow to pregame at the local bars and carouse about the place afterwards. Trust us. I tried to warn everyone. Pinky swear, I really did. Hand to God, I said, you know, this is not going to work out. You don't just create thriving, dare I say, vibrant. My God, I'm starting to hate that word. Vibrant urban life by decree. And even the Star Tribune recognized it. St. Paul's Midway neighborhood still waiting for the renaissance around Allianz Field. I remembered when people in the neighborhood who are DFL hacks were saying, yeah, I think my house value is going up already. Anyway, the game day ritual in the Midway is you start off watching hordes of cars and a quick surge of people on the train pack Snelling, Hamlin, University and the neighborhood streets all the way up to Minnehaha because people want to park, clogging everything for a solid hour before the game. Then a couple hours of noise and pandemonium and hearing the mob singing, by God, Wonderwall by Oasis. Of all the songs they could have picked, Afternoon Delight or Pilot of the Airwaves or Who Let the Dogs Out or I don't know. We Built This City or a root canal for that matter. The sounds of a root canal broadcast on the speakers would be less irritating than Wonderwall, baby. I hate Oasis. I hated Oasis when they were cool, and I hate them more now. Hey, you gotta save me. Yeah. Oh, and that's when the crowd isn't chanting along, making me think that somebody has left their window open as they play Triumph of the Will too loud. And then, nothing against soccer. A perfectly fine game. I mean, there's two kinds of countries in the world. Countries where soccer is the most important sport, and countries that have walked on the moon. But fine, I don't care. Whatever. And then you have another hour or two of clogged streets and pedestrians staggering through the neighborhood as they get to where, while the getting's good, because nobody wants to be stuck on University Avenue outside of a big crowd, which means you see packs of people wandering up Hamlin and Pascal and Snelling into the neighborhood looking for where they left their car because God knows you don't want to park right there on University. No. See, that's what you have. What you don't have is vibrant. You don't have the vibrant urban life that people assured us would be there by decree. Just as I warned. Will it improve someday? Maybe. Will it improve before Major League Soccer tanks? We'll see. I placed my bets when the league started.
I'm told that the league has changed its business model a tad. Maybe they'll make it. I hope they do. I mean, more stuff for people to do is good. But government-planned fun is almost as stupid as government-planned rides, government-planned health care, government-planned economies. Doesn't work. Speaking of government, one of my main contacts with government throughout my life has been teaching. My father's a teacher. My little sister still is. Two of my grandparents on my mother's side, both of them were teachers. And, of course, the subject of this next bit here. I mean, I was in fourth grade, had no idea if I had any musical talent at all. But a string quartet came over from the high school, and I looked at it and was kind of intrigued. And I knew playing violin would get me beat up. I just knew that. And the bass looked bigger than me and looked like a lot of stuff to haul around. So I settled on the cello, and I played that cello for the next 8 years, from fourth grade through high school. And really, I played it through college, to be honest, and I can still crank out a few tunes. Anyway, my hometown had a pretty big orchestra program, 5 elementary schools, junior high, senior high school, probably a total of 100-odd kids, maybe 120 involved at any given time throughout the city. And the part that blows my mind, especially is in this day of listening to teachers griping about being overworked and having too many class hours and too much stuff to do, is the fact that this entire program, every program from 10-year-olds sawing away on half-size violins all the way up to prodigies who are on their way to major in stringed instruments at major universities, was all run by one woman. A woman named Donna Nanningay, who passed away this past week at the age of 91. Now, I was an obnoxious, obstreperous, pain-in-the-butt teenager, too much so to be impressed by that fact at the time, that this woman was teaching 100 people how to play musical instruments all at the same time. But over the years, as I've seen what goes into teaching, especially into teaching music, which is one of the more complicated disciplines there is for children, I've kind of had my mind blown. At any rate, anyway, she passed away this past week, and she taught throughout her teaching career and then went on to teach people at the local prison how to play stringed instruments, which was a fascinating mini career at that as well. So, as you used to say, once a teacher, always a teacher. And, of course, she's from an age when that actually meant something useful, I think. Anyway, as happens so often in life, I was really wondering about her like a week or two ago. And then I heard the news she'd passed away. And I guess that's one of life's little lessons. Stop waiting on telling people that they matter or mattered to you back in the day. So thoughts and prayers going out to the entire Nanningay family, whoever you are. I know my classmate Nathan is still living in town, still working on the farm, doing all that. So my best to all of you. And you have a teacher that made a difference, a real good difference in your life. Wouldn't hurt to say so. Jack Tomczak and company coming up next. Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280 The Patriot. God bless you all. God bless America.
Breaking news and weather across the country to insight from the brightest minds in conservative opinion. It's Salem News Channel, home to the biggest shows on TV, like Dennis Prager weekdays at noon Eastern, followed by Jay and Jordan Seculo at 2. Join SNC, where facts are sacred, critical thinking is celebrated, and the pursuit of truth is unwavering. Watch Salem News Channel free now on Zumo Play. Learn more at snc.tv/Zumo.
Retirement doesn't have to be complicated. Are you sick of all the fancy charts and investment mumbo-jumbo thrown at you to justify the Wall Street fees you're being charged? It's not the size of your nest egg that matters, but rather the income it can produce. Hi, I'm Mitch Lyons, best-selling author and star in a brand new Hollywood documentary called The Retirement Deception. In this film, we traveled over 20,000 miles interviewing real Americans who have retired successfully with a great lifestyle and peace of mind. They share their stories on how they get more retirement income with the same dollar saved, and the money is never at risk if the market crashes. That's right. If the market crashes 30%, you lose nothing. Even the super wealthy are shifting money into this new strategy because it increases their retirement income or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you are over 50 and want a bigger, better, stress-free retirement, call today to speak to a specialist and get a free copy of this brand new movie, The Retirement Deception. Call 888-365-1409. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you get it completely free. So don't delay. Call right now, 888-365-1409. That's 888-365-1409.
Hi, I'm Kyle, and I'm thrilled to share why Heritage Christian Academy holds a special spot in my heart. My wife, Holly, and I met at Heritage back in seventh grade, started dating in high school, got married, and have three kids. We appreciate and realize the sacrifices our parents made to send us to Heritage Christian Academy. The teachers, staff, and liberal arts Christ-centered education is top-notch. Our three daughters are so loved by their teachers and have developed deep friendships at school. They spend time every day with their peers, praying together and growing in a personal relationship with Jesus. Heritage Christian Academy has allowed our kids to discover their unique talents and God-given gifts. We really value the focus on character development. Heritage Christian Academy seeks to educate a generation of Christian leaders and is doing a wonderful job of it. We as parents are grateful to be able to partner with them in educating our girls. Discover for your own family Heritage Christian Academy in Maple Grove. To schedule a visit today, search Heritage Christian Academy, Maple Grove.
Did you know that the Patriot mobile app can do more than just stream your favorite shows? Here's cool feature number one. You can set an alarm on our app that will automatically start streaming The Patriot at whatever time you decide. It's easy. Just open the menu in the upper left-hand corner, select Alarm, and choose a time. You can set it to wake you up in the morning with Hugh Hewitt or any of your favorite hosts. Download the free AM 1280 The Patriot app today. AM 1280 The Patriot.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.